This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New details came out Thursday about a previous arrest of the alleged Club Q shooter. Last year, law enforcement had been called after the suspect threatened family members, but District Attorney Michael Allen brushed back criticism that a different response to that incident could have prevented the Club Q attack in Colorado Springs. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
DA Allen said he could not prosecute the case without witness testimony. So the fact that all attempts to subpoena the family failed meant nothing could proceed. He said it's common for family to recant statements against a loved one, and this just lasted as long as it possibly could. Again, that's according to Allen.
Law enforcement took two guns after the suspect's 2021 arrest. A small avalanche this week at Steamboat Resort partially buried an employee. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says this highlights the increased avalanche danger across the state.
The Steamboat employee was immediately dug out and was unharmed. The resort says the slide was uncharacteristic and urged people to be cautious in the surrounding backcountry. Ethan Green with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says many of the state's mountains are seeing moderate to high avalanche conditions.
People are thinking about how great the snow is and how they can go out and go riding, but we often still see pretty dangerous avalanche conditions.
Green says avalanches kill an average of 6 people in Colorado every year. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.